In November 2017, Panic Room released their very first DVD called Screens, nearly 10 years after the release of their debut album and following a successful Pledge Music campaign. Get Ready to Rock has been following the band's progress and reviewing their gigs and albums from the very start after they splintered away from prog rockers Carnatica. In March 2008, we chatted to the band's founder member and keyboard player, John Edwards, and asked him about the split from Carnatica.
I mean, it was a shame, really, because I think by the last tour we did in 2004, you know, we were getting better as a live band. The music was going really well. And really, the reason the band split up, it was down to relationships, really. I mean, I can only give you my personal opinion on the band, really. And for me, you know, Carnatica, the band, was what those six people did on stage and what we recorded together. So personally, for me, it didn't make sense to have a band called Carnatica that didn't have Rachel Jones singing or Ian Jones playing bass or Paul on guitar or, you know, Gavin or Anna or me not there. So I just felt strongly myself that, you know, what the band was those six people. And if it wasn't those six people, then, you know, I couldn't continue as a member of that band. So, you know, I think at the time, all six of us, you know, we all got together and we decided mutually between the six of us that, okay, you know, we had to call it a day and we had to do something new. So that was my kind of position on what happened at the time. Everybody in the band was really disappointed because it was going so well. But, you know, these things happen and you just have to roll with the punches, really.
In April 2008, Panic Room released their debut album, Visionary Position. I asked John how long it took for the album to come together.
Well, in a way, it's taken since the demise of Carnatica, because some elements of the music were written, for what would have been the next Carnatica studio album, in a different form and without any lyrics or vocal melodies. So some elements of that are in the Panic Room album. But really, I guess it's taken about 2.5 years from when we really started recording. I mean, it's funny, the other day, last week, I sent a promo copy of the album to Liz Prendergast from Blue Horses, who plays violin on it. And in with the promo, I put a postcard and I said on it, "Can you even remember playing this, Liz?" Because I realised it was 2 years since she'd done the violin part. It's ridiculous, you know. One of the tracks we did was a traditional folk song called "I Wonder What's Keeping My True Love Tonight." And it was a song that I really liked a lot. I think June Tabor and Kate Risby have done versions, and many other people. And so we wanted to do our own take on that. And I really thought the violin would go well with the song. We had another very kind of acoustic song called "Moon in the Water" that also we thought violin would suit. So I went up to see Liz and we had a chat about a couple of things. And there were two other songs that she thought she could do something with, and it kind of developed from there, really. And I really like the sound of violin, so I think it fits really well with a rock band as well.
Panic Room developed out of a vibrant South Wales musical scene that spawned the likes of Magenta and later The Reasoning, amongst many others.
Well, there seems to be, I think there's always been a fairly healthy music scene, you know, going back to, you know, the time when Man and the Racing Cars and people in the 70s, and then, you know, bands like Catatonia and the Manic Street Preachers, or some of the Welsh language bands like Super Furry Animals and Gorky Zygotic Monkey. So there's always been a vibrant Welsh scene, I think. But there seems to be, with The Reasoning and Magenta and bands, there seems to be quite a kind of a prog element to it as well.
I asked John Edwards about one of the standout tracks on the debut album, Firefly, and the impact of vocalist and multi-instrumentalist Anne-Marie Helder, who I first saw performing with Carnatica round about 2001-2002.
This was actually the first song that Anne and I wrote together. So it was very special for that reason, and it was the first song that we recorded. So I hadn't heard the vocal line or the lyrics until Anne actually came into the studio and sang the first take. And what you have on the record, I think, apart from one section, is more or less, I think it's the first take she actually sang. So, it's a special song for us. So much so that we decided to name the record company after the songs. Anne's got a very kind of interesting background. I mean, she's done all kinds of stuff. She used to be in a Bach choir, and she's done shows, and she's been in a folk rock band prior to Karnataka called Tiger Dragon. She's done a solo album herself called The Contact, which she did before Karnataka split up. But I guess the history with Karnataka was that, you know, we'd done two albums with Rachel as the sole singer. Anne-Marie joined, she came along first of all and did some backing vocals for us on the first DVD we did. And that just worked out so well that we asked her to join as a permanent member. And I think, you know, by the time the band split up, Anne was starting to do some lead live. And I think that probably would have increased if the band had continued. But certainly, with the freedom she has of being the lead vocalist, well, the only vocalist in Panic Room, I think she's really able to show what she can do. And the way the album came about was through me writing and then with Anne as well. I think probably what's going to happen for future music is that everybody's going to be involved more with the writing. So I think you're going to see more, you know, total band credits for songs in future. I think it was important that we didn't try and make Delicate Flame Part 2. So I think, you know, I think there are going to be elements in the album that people will hear and they'll recognize from Karnataka, which is inevitable because, you know, almost all the songs in Karnataka I co-wrote with Ian and Rachel. You know, there are elements of me in those songs. At the same time, I think there are lots of elements on the album that wouldn't have necessarily surfaced on Karnataka albums. So, I mean, not that I felt constricted when I was with Karnataka, but I guess when you're in a band that's achieved some level of success, there's a, you know, the audience expect a certain type of sound on a record. And with Panic Room, we didn't have those expectations. So in a sense, we could just do what we wanted. And which is basically what we've done. We've made a record that we wanted to do. And we just had the idea in the back of our minds that, okay, if we like this, then it stands to reason there's going to be some other people out there who are going to like it too. Hopefully that's going to be true.
And finally, in this archive interview from March 2008, I asked John about his own influences.
Ooh, well, I've got a very wide taste in music, which probably, if you listen to Visionary Position, probably comes across. I mean, I like folk music a lot, and not just the songs, but the way, you know, a good folk band works with rhythms and melodies. You know, a song might be in 6/8, but the stresses will be all over the different places in the bar, so it's that's quite exciting. I think in terms of keyboard players, probably the players that influenced me when I was growing up were Rick Wakeman, Keith Emerson, Dave Stewart, but not the Eurythmics one, the Hatfield and the North one. Players like that who, when I heard them, I just thought, oh, I really want to play synthesizers. So they were early influences. I guess these days I tend to listen to a lot of kind of instrumental music. I like soundtrack music a lot, so like the Gladiator soundtrack and things like that. But ECM jazz things as well, Pat Metheny, John Scofield, players like that I like a lot too. But also a lot of female singer-songwriters. I think the album I enjoyed probably the best last year was a band called Bat for Lashes, which is very kind of quirky, almost kind of like Björk and Kate Bush and things all mixed up into one, and they play harpsichords and cellos and all kinds of weird instruments.
You can check out many reviews and features for Panic Room at getreadytorock.com in the archive section, going right back to Visionary Position, and more recently with reviews of the later albums, the new DVD, and a recent interview special with Anne-Marie Helder. From me, David Randall, and from all of us at Get Ready to Rock, thank you for listening.